This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bohemia.
Bohemia.
Specifically, the penultimate episode of Hot Boy Summer.
Oh. Announcement.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Lads and boyos, the summer is coming to an end. I am, of course, your dungeon docent, Emily Axford, joined as always by some incredibly hot boys, starting with Brian Murphy.
Ooh, a beer brute that went down a chute that's looking cute in a scuba suit. It's Max on a Mumford.
Fuck, don't let anyone go next.
I said penultimate, not ultimate. Jeez,
next week's
going to
be even better. Next week's going to be even better.
And of course, we got Caldwell Tanner.
Oh, what's up? It's me, Hungry Dave. I am a bro who loves brews, whose throw is true, and my glow is blue.
Nice.
Shut up. Everyone is showing up today. Now I'm going to put Jake Hurwitz on the spot.
Okay. Small and thin. We'll fuck up a dolphin as he lives in sin in this island prison.
I didn't know how many times we were going to have to rhyme.
Yeah.
And of course, weighing in with the most rhymes of all, we've got Zach O'Young.
Oh, no. Okay. Maverick the Unschooled trying to get Carl back by thunder stepping with my buddy Mac. Please don't call me Zach because I'm Maverick and I'm on track.
Yes!
You really
were on
track.
That was an adventure.
Track.
There were moments I felt scared for you, but then when you landed with track,
so
I felt
like any good freestyler, you hear the rapper get more scared as the rhyme goes on.
You were like, weak, arms are heavy.
Like an Olympic gymnast just constantly about to break their ankle.
Yeah.
Up.
You see that like Tony Hawk meter going side to side.
Last episode, Tread, Mavris, Mac, and Hungry Dave stared down a chute leading to the bottom of the ocean. Before you jumped in, however, Tread discovered a new sing-along ability, Mac discovered his brewer's yeast was awakened, and Stiegel gave the crew a heartfelt parting gift, an engraved Bon Frere behavior shot glass. You all then insisted on wasting a bardic inspiration to try to help Stiegel close with Henry Cavillburn.
Not a waste.
Tread, just checking in. How many bardic inspirations do you have left?
I think I have two.
All we need, same amount of balls I have.
After that, you jumped into a confusing puzzle of forking chutes covered in jelly grease and stinking of Hungry Dave's fart. After an emotionally charged journey and some discrepancy about which two of you Hungry Dave would sacrifice a nut for, you arrived in a glass airlock at the bottom of the ocean. There, you spotted a coral reef cluttered with humanoid litter dragged there by the currents. Hungry Dave, you so smartly befriended a cuttlefish. Mavris, you joined a manta ray vortex. Mac, you started shit with an octopus, and you finally texted Carl only to discover his speaking stone had washed into this very reef along with the robin's egg blue chainmail polo armor HD lost the night before. Unfortunately, as you tried to retrieve it, the reef came alive and you all had to fight a massive coral drake. During the fight, Tread's thunderous power cords uncovered yet another speaking stone and a message written in merfolk, and Mac and Tread teamed up for a sick bestow curse combo.
Aw, yeah.
It's kind of like a duet, really.
Yeah.
Tread dabbled in duets.
Super rad. I'm still the front man.
But featuring you.
In the end, you defeated the Coral Drake with an improvised emo song and returned to the airlock to shotgun beers and inspect items. You read the merfolk message and discovered that word had spread that an elite team called the Bon Frères had infiltrated whoever the merfolk were protecting. Mavris unlocked Carl's speaking stone by minor illusioning himself to look like, and this is Hungry Dave's words, a skinny-necked Carl. And you discover that the text from Infinity actually cast a spell compelling Carl to join her in the mist. And finally, you investigated the last speaking stone and discovered it belonged to another missing person, the one who stole the second Sea-Doo the night that Carl disappeared, an unidentified member of the Paddle Puppies with several frantic, unanswered, dude, where are you texts from their leader, Baffin. And that's where you are now, in a nearly flooded airlock at the bottom of the ocean that you've turned into a saltwater hot tub by using Create Bonfire, staring at not one, but two speaking stones of missing persons.
Okay, shit. First of all, we should text Carl a bunch more because, like, this dude texted their buddy, like, a ton. And I feel like if Carl looks at his phone, and we only sent like one
good call, right?
I think this is a really good call, Tred. But I'm gonna need you to make me a deception check, because otherwise Carl's gonna see through the fact that all of the messages came in at the same time.
Yeah, he's gonna look at the timestamps. All right,
we got a stagger.
Oh God, damn.
Oh, no.
That's the worst nat one I've ever rolled.
That is insane. I have a +8 to deception.
So okay. We just all send them at the same time.
We text and we say what time we texted them.
Oh no, we copy pasted each other. We shouldn't have done that. We should have made them special. Yeah.
I'll tell them we forgot.
You all send the same exact, dude, where are you text at the same exact time. And Hungry Dave even says, just want to make sure you know that we've been texting you all along.
Sorry, guys.
Wow.
That's on me.
I copied Baffin's text word for word, and it just doesn't make sense in this context.
Hungry Dave takes a picture of his watch so he knows exactly what time it is.
Why'd you do that, Dave?
I don't know. I panicked.
Your group text with Carl, it reads like guilt now. But actually, as you look at Baffin's text and you look at the locked screen on the paddle puppy speaking stone, this mysterious unidentified paddle puppy, this visual aid triggers in you each just a very, very brief memory from that house party, the very first night in Salty Peaks, the night where the name the Bonfrères was born.
We're trying to bury this memory.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
So, Hungry Dave, your eyes gravitate towards the tallest paddle puppy, because, you know, this is a group photo. So your eyes gravitate towards the tallest paddle puppy, a sea elf in a long-sleeved wetsuit and camo cargo shorts combo. And you remember seeing him at this house
party. Such a good look.
You remember clocking this good look, specifically while you were watching him and his friends on the beach. A jellyfish had just washed ashore, and you watched this dude go like, do you dare me? Dude, do you dare me? Do you dare me? And then proceed to grab the jellyfish with his bare hand and go, oh, fuck me. It was worth it, though. It was worth it.
This guy's vibe is absolutely unchained.
That's paddle puppies with Bonfrère behavior? Impossible.
Mac, this, as you say that, your eyes find your own paddle puppy, a gangly sea elf with a full green beard, some green chest hair peeking out of like a tastefully unzipped zipper on his wetsuit. And you specifically remember him holding a beer koozie with a Frostwind Pilsner in it, manning the grill at this party. You remember someone was reaching for one of the shrimp skewers that he was working over the flame, and he stopped at them, scolded them, told them that, like, the art of grilling is all about achieving the perfect char, and that he would tell them when it was ready.
Wow, I hate this person, but I respect them.
Tred, you spot a sea elf with swoopy blue hair that parts in the middle, and it comes down just below the ear with like just the perfect amount of 90s grease to it. I'm thinking like Jordan Catalano, like 90s Leonardo DiCaprio. He's sitting by the bonfire and he's got his own acoustic guitar, and you kind of eavesdrop on what this fellow musician is doing. And he's actually not doing an original song. What he's doing is a pop version of an old shanty. It's some sailor's tune about a mythical sunken city, but he's added some rhythmic palm muting. At one point, he goes a cappella and just uses the side of his guitar like a bongo. And Mavris, your memory appears as a sound at first. It's the sound of a ping pong ball landing perfectly in a solo cup.
Someone sunk it.
And for a moment, you're like back at this house party on the losing side of a beer pong table. You follow the trajectory of the ball to the hand that threw it, and you see some short, glitter-polished nails that belong to a sea elf chick who is somehow inexplicably rocking a bowl cut with her elven ears just cluttered with cartilage piercings. And in front of her, her beer pong rack is untouched. And you all remember that the paddle puppy house rule is if you make your shot, you get to go again. This girl has been playing all night, and you get the impression that she's dead sober, and that's the same rack of cups that she started the night with.
Whoa.
And yeah, that's it. That's what you guys remember. You just have these like a little visual aid triggers, these little whiffs of moments back into your mind, sort of retrieved from an alcoholic fog. And then you're back in the airlock, shotgunning beers.
This must be the cottagecore IPA, but like, I feel so hungover. Because I'm remembering what happened, and those guys seem, like, really cool. But that's wrong, right? That's got to be the IPA.
That's the weird thing about it, is that I'm incorrectly remembering that they're cooler than us.
Or have we been poisoned?
Yeah, what's going on with these beers?
Yeah, well, it's not the beer. It's not the beer!
Back up, dude, back up.
Actually, as you mentioned the beer, you mentioned that it's kind of like a lighter, more summery ale, right, Mac?
Yeah.
You know, everyone give me a perception check or a nature check.
Fuck me. Shout out to the two crew.
15.
21 on nature for Dave.
13 perception.
With the good perception, you guys notice, like, even though you're under the sea, the light is dimming. So it's likely that the sun that warmed you at the cottage is now setting. And in fact, Hungry Dave, using your nature check, you look and you see a parrotfish covering itself in a bubble of its own mucus to prevent predators from smelling it at night. It's sort of like a nighttime ritual that they do. So you can all kind of assume that, like, it's getting to be nighttime.
Ah, the booger hour.
It's booger hour. And actually, everyone hears something foreboding yet familiar. Tread's stomach rumbles.
Oh, shit.
It's been, like, 8 hours since that back jelly. All you've eaten today is back jelly. You are like dangerously close to like pouting and sidebar territory.
Yeah, guys, I'm like getting a little hangry. I'm getting peckish and peevish.
Okay, all right. Saw the booger fish. Should we? Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe we should just eat the booger fish, right?
We don't have to.
It's right there.
The booger fish is here.
We don't have to act. We don't have to activate on the first idea. Let's just, okay, that one's an idea, and let's think of
Can I do a nature check to see if there are any other gross fish around?
Yeah, you can absolutely do a nature check. Anyone else who wants to try to find some, I'll tell you all the food that's around.
Does my 13 perception do anything?
With your 13 perception, actually, Mavris, you kind of had like a little bit of drama with the dolphins. So I'm going to say with your 13 perception, you notice that these dolphins, like obviously they fucking ran away from you. You guys intimidated the shit out of both dolphins and octopi. But these dolphins are now playing with something new, but it's not another chunk of coral. It looks furry.
Wait a second. Does anyone looks like they got like a little stuffed animal or something? What is that?
Furry ball or something?
What is it?
Hey, dolphins, knock it off.
Hey, fuckers. Hey, fuckers. What are you doing?
Hey, I bang
on the
glass.
Do you want to try to intimidate the furry object away from them?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me an intimidate. You can do it with advantage because they're scared of you already.
I got a 1 and a 4, so probably
oh, God.
Not.
Okay. Well, I got a 16 on my own, so that's a total of... I got a 19.
Okay. Mavris, you try, like, you've already have a track record of intimidating these dolphins, but when you, like, go to say something, just, like, a big bubble comes out of your mouth.
Fuck. It's embarrassing. Mac, you got this one.
Oh, are you putting on your mucus, dude? Are you going to bed?
But, Mac, you, like, what do you do to intimidate this dolphin? Is it just, like, what you say, your posture?
I don't use my voice. I just bang on the glass, and I point to them with two fingers. and then to my eyes, and then to them, and then one on the hairy ball, and then back to me, and then back to them, and then point at the ground like I'm going to put them in the ground. Then I shake my fist like I'm angry, and then I do like a slitting throat motion, and then I do a scatter motion with my hands, and then I put my hand out like I'm going to grab the furry thing, and then I pretend to pull it back to me, and then I point to them again, and then I point back to my eyes, and then I give a thumbs down.
Yeah, dude, he spent a fucking summer at mime camp.
I mean, the dolphin just bops this little furry thing over. It smacks against the glass, and that dolphin and every single dolphin within a mile swims away.
Whoa. Finally, we are free of those beautiful creatures.
But yeah, so this thing hits the glass and like skids down, and you see that it's a rat.
A rat?
Yeah, like a terrestrial rat.
We're eating good tonight, boys. We got rats and boogerfish.
Wait.
I'm the grill master, Trent. This isn't a paddle puppy party. This is Mac's party.
We don't have a grill down here, Mac.
My mouth is basically a grill.
I point at Trent, then I point to the boogerfish, then I make a motion like he's eating, then I make a motion like I'm grilling, then I make a motion to the rat, then I make a motion to his stomach, then I make a motion to his mouth, then I rub my stomach, and then...
It's like, Mac, just use your words.
He doesn't even need the message cantrip.
Stop treating me like a goddamn dolphin, dude.
And you had a really high nature roll, right, Hungry Dave?
On my first one, I rolled again, and I got an 8.
With an 8, I'm just going to tell you, like, the most obvious stuff.
Okay.
You do see, like, a little spider crab who's wielding a piece of coral with his hind legs that you could probably, like, battle to the death to eat his innards.
Oh.
You do see a clownfish currently squirting some eggs onto, like, a little coconut shell.
No.
However, with only an 8 on nature, you don't know whether they've been fertilized or not.
It's okay, a pass, so no matter what, Dave.
Coconut eggs? That sounds great. You're always talking about how much you want eggs, Trent.
I want eggs from a fucking chicken, dude.
Mavericks, has Trent ever said that he specifically wants chicken eggs?
That should be assumed. Can I just look and see if like the tide pool like washed up a bag of chips or like an unopened Twinkie or something? Like,
okay, actually, Trent, as you look for sort of like a crinkly bag, right?
Yeah,
you
like do I'm just see... trash. I'm looking for trash, just unopened, crinkly trash.
You're looking for trash that's unopened? You do see a piece of trash that's unopened next to a flower crown.
Okay. I think I'm going to go get both those things.
Okay.
Do we know if a guy fish gunked all over these eggs, or what do we...
Give me that's an investigation. Works,
right? Is there gunk?
Give me
on
an
this?
Investigation, nature, survival, whatever feels right in that situation.
I got a 17.
A 17? These haven't been fertilized yet.
Oh, nice.
That's it. I got a dirty 20.
A dirty 20. Okay. So you go over, you see a Luna bar.
Oh, my fucking God.
Next to a flower crown.
Oh,
on
my
the floor.
God. I'm so fucking grateful.
Fred, that stuff is processed, man.
Hey, Fred, you're missing out on all these little Nemos.
I swim back to my guys, and I'm gonna bring the flower crown too to inspect it.
Did you pick up the Luna bar?
Oh yes, yeah. I want the Luna
okay,
bar.
Okay, give me a dex save.
Oh no! No.
What? Is someone going fishing for me? That is a 17.
Tread, as your hand makes contact with this Luna bar, a massive net made of kelp appears hiding in the sand and whips into a nearby sea cave.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Whoa.
They tried
Whoa.
To trap Tread. That was a Tread trap.
Fucking it was a Tread trap. I swim back as fast as I can with the Luna bar and the flower crown.
As you try to swim back, a merfolk emerges from this sea cave.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you think you can outwit my traps? Try outwitting my beasts.
And 4 leatherback sea turtles, the size of horses, charge Tread. Everyone roll initiative.
Oh, oh my God. Tread.
All for a fucking Luna bar. God damn it. I rolled another 1. That is so bad.
I rolled a 2.
15.
I got an 11.
Oh my God. I'm so hurt too.
Wait, did we get a chance to take a short rest?
I don't think you asked to.
Oh, you're brutal. No.
Please.
Booger fish and no short rests.
We looked at that booger fish for at least an hour. Like, that's an intricate booger wrapping.
We looked too hard at it. I have a headache from focusing on it.
It is true that every time we take a short rest, we do drink a lot of beer, so we're just going to be tired.
Yeah, we're just sick.
So the merfolk at the mouth of the cave looks at you, Tred, looks at the three of you that are specifically in the scuba suits, and he says, I have been silent for long enough. I will get to the bottom of what you are up to under the ocean. And the four leatherback sea turtles charge Tred.
Oh, we're not up to anything. We just got here.
Dude, we're just partying.
We're just looking for
You're
our boy.
Just partying?
We're just trying to party.
You have nothing to do with the lady and the glass house.
The what?
No, we do not.
We absolutely have nothing to do with the glass house.
Carl's aunt's house is made of wood.
It's made of wood.
It's made of wood. I just want to eat a fucking moon bar, dude.
Carl's aunt.
I've never even seen a glass house.
I know the lady, and I know the glass house in the ruins where there is something suspicious going on.
What ruins?
What ruins?
No.
What glass house?
About? We watched The Matrix, all three of them.
We just get drunk and watch The Matrix.
I do not know The Matrix.
You should.
What? You don't know what The Matrix is?
It's so good.
You have to watch the first one.
Call off your turtles. We'll watch The Matrix.
Okay.
They can come. The turtles can come.
You are all being much more accommodating than I expected from this.
Okay, Tred, does a 15 hit you?
It does.
Okay, so the first two leatherback sea turtles, Wily Tred just, you know, Matrix dodges out of the way. The next one hits you for 10 bludgeoning damage. Give me a strength saving throw.
Can I use my cutting word reaction to try
Absolutely.
To get... Okay, sweet. Let me just find my song for it. I fall to my knees. I can't help but weep. Your silence stings and your words cut deep.
Okay, Tred, that was a really smart move because this guy was going to fucking knock you prone.
Okay,
so
sweet.
That leatherback turtle fucking misses you. There's one more who's going to try to trample you. It's another 15.
That one, yeah, that hits.
Okay, so this time 6 bludgeoning damage, and now give me a strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
14.
14 is exactly what you needed to hit, so you are not knocked prone.
Yes. Woo! 6 damage?
6 damage. So 6 damage, that could have been way worse, because that they basically have warhorse stats, but with better ACs because they have shells. So he was going to knock you prone, get an extra attack on you. His buddy was going to come in, get advantage on you.
I just want to eat a Luna bar.
Is this your shell? Is this your shell? I hold up the shell.
Oh, of course that is not my shell. I do not work with those merfolk.
And that is Mavris's turn.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Mavris is going to swim out with his manta ray cloak. And
I cannot deny how good that looks.
Dude, we don't even go here. We just want to talk because you're talking about a bunch of stuff we don't understand at all. And I just think that you should call off your turts and we should just chat. And I'm going to suggest that with suggestion.
Ooh,
call off your turts.
Nice. And that would be it's a wisdom save.
Okay.
DC is 16.
Okay. He only has a +1 to wisdom. He got a 12.
Ooh.
Yes.
He therefore fails. What is going on? Who are you? I put this out to catch the people who keep coming down, going to this glass house in the ruins. I want to know what is going on.
We do too, pretty much. We're just looking for our buddy Carl.
You know what? That was a really good suggestion to call off my turtles. So I call them off.
Yeah, okay. He does like a cool whistle.
Can you punish the one that hit me?
Whoa.
Do you have like a little spray bottle?
You have not cast a spell on me, so I will not.
Mavris, suggest like if he has more Luna bars, that everyone could have one.
Do you have a box of Luna bars?
Did you order like a big package of Luna bars?
Oh,
Okay. I think that some wires got crossed and you think I am a bodega? I am not. You have some explaining to do.
I mean, we'll settle for Cliff Bars if you
got
those.
Why don't we just let him answer the question if he has Luna Bars?
He said he doesn't have Luna Bars.
He said he wasn't a bodega. I think he has them. He just doesn't want to give them to us.
You know, Mavericks? I will be honest with you. I do have one more thing from the walking world. The sea otters, they store food in their forearms and they bring me presents.
That's cute.
I do have one thing you might like, and he holds up a bag of sun chips.
Tread falls to his knees.
But I am going to need answers.
We'll tell you whatever you want to know.
It's just that we know so little.
We don't want sun chips, though, because sun chips aren't healthy. They say that they're made of whole grains, but they aren't.
Yeah, neither is a booger fish, dude. I don't think that's healthy either.
You ate the booger fish?
Not yet.
We were pondering what to eat. Booger fish was
we had an appetizer.
Okay. Come inside. He gestures for you all to follow into his little sea cave. You also see that when he called off his turtles, they like swam to a little corral.
Cute. That's awesome.
Ooh.
He leads you into his little cave. It looks like he doesn't like live here long term, but he has set up a few shelves with some sea sponges placed like cushions on them. There are some little things like he's got like some fish eggs pickling in a jar. He's actually got a book from the walking world. It's called Ulfgar Goes Punch.
Classic.
He kind of like reclines in a thin, long sea sponge shaped like a chaise lounge. He pulls out a lighter that he's able to light in the water somehow. The fire is unaffected.
Can I play with that?
You can play with it when I'm done with it.
Okay. Sick.
He knows a bunch of like Zippo tricks. It's super chill.
He takes out a long skinny conch shell with some seagrass in it, lights it, and then he chucks you the lighter.
Sick.
Are we doing this?
Can I get a drag of that? Like when
you absolutely can. Yeah, we will pass it around. Right, nice.
Everybody right. Hit and pass.
Wait, it's your turn though.
Okay, so we have the shell that says that we're an elite team, and that
Yeah, can I see this shell that you are talking about?
Mac hands him the shell.
I think he reads it over. He looks at you. Not to be rude, but this is you.
Yeah, and it's written down, so it's true.
Yeah, so it's written on a shell.
I show him my tattoo that says Bonfrere.
Okay, I guess I've seen everything.
Yeah, we're not actually, you know, trying to do some big mission. We just, our boy went missing, and there's a weird text on his speaking stone. Somebody cast a spell that drew him into the ocean and also drew another sea elf into the ocean. And a bachelorette party was involved. And that's where we got these scuba suits.
Yeah. And then these like dolphins started stepping to us and an octopus was freaking out at us.
Dolphins are very kind, very good animal.
Agrees. Well,
that's your opinion.
That was your experience with them. We had a different.
They have sex for fun.
Yeah, they do. They do have sex for fun, but so do people, and people can be rude. So
Mac's so smart.
That's actually a really good point.
To be clear, they got part of it right. That thing got part of it right. We are elite.
Yeah,
just throwing that out there.
Fully. Did we forget the rat?
Yeah. Do you know about the rat?
When you reference rat, that seems familiar to him. You found another rat? Ugh, disgusting. Did you look closely at the rat? He's not a normal rat.
I was afraid to go near it because my friends were going to make me eat it, I think, so I didn't inspect it closely.
We ate weird jellyfish.
As you say this, he does take pity on you, and he pulls out the sun chips that he has. He gives you the sun chips.
I crack the sun chips, and I have some.
Oh, they're so soggy.
He also like has like he's like I can you know whip up some plankton. Cuttlefish sashimi. I could do.
We're kind of close with cuttlefish. If we could eat like a dolphin or something. Something we don't have a relationship with.
Have a sun chip.
I kind of had a lot of plankton earlier when I was swimming with the manta.
Mavericks is full of plankton. We'd prefer a booger fish or a dolphin.
If you can help my friend eat a booger fish, that would really. I want to see what happens.
It would be disgusting.
I mean, that's your opinion.
Yeah, we can't.
I'll be the one to judge.
The cuttlefish hooked us up.
So he takes a booger fish, clearly disgusted by it. He carefully slices through the booger layer, revealing the fish.
I'm going to puke my Sun Chips, and it's the only thing I've eaten since breakfast.
He debones and skins this fish, does like proper sashimi preparation.
Uh-huh, Fred, are you seeing this? This is so cool.
Yeah, this is rad. What's your name?
Tig.
Tig.
Tig?
Tig Turtle Tender.
Tig Turtle Tender.
Triple T. Whoa. I love it.
I could kill some of your turtles if you guys want to have actual turtle tenders.
Whoa, dude.
I'm so sorry. I am misunderstanding what you are saying. Did you just threaten my turtles?
No, I didn't.
No?
I threatened to prep us a meal. I can
awkward.
Be the
awkward. It's a no walking threat. World joke. It's a joke for topsiders.
Give me a persuasion check. This man is a sea turtle shepherd, and you just offered to kill his turtles.
I got a 12.
Mac, what are you doing?
Okay, he slaps you upside the head. He just slaps you upside the head for 4 damage.
Fuck, ow. Okay. I'm sorry.
Let's just
relax. My friend
okay.
was joking.
Maverick has the sense of humor, and Max kind of like the beer guy. So it's like funny guy, beer guy, frisbee guy.
What kind of guy am I?
Music guy.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That checks out.
Well, and you're a turtle guy. You know, everyone's a guy.
Do these labels make you feel more comfortable with yourself?
Yeah, it's fun. You don't have to venture outside of that label. You just like live inside your little shell like a turtle does.
Oh, interesting. I appreciate the
metaphor.
Gives
you something to cling to in the storm, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa. Can I write that down?
Of course.
So, really sorry for threatening to grill your turtles, but I think we might have the same enemy, because if there's weird stuff going on down here that you have a problem with, there's weird stuff going on down here that we have a problem with, too.
I cannot speak to people going missing or this sort of stuff you're talking about. I can tell you what is going on down here, which is that, you know, there are ruins. If you look beyond the kelp forest, he gestures and you see this super tall forest of kelp that's so dense you only see a little bit of light dappling through it. Beyond the kelp forest, there is ruins, and the lady, she is doing something there. And okay. There is a small group of merfolk who are aiding her in this. But merfolk just mostly left this area.
Is this lady a merfolk? Or is she...
No, she's from the walking world.
Oh, okay.
She used to live on the island. She was very nice, but then she came down here. And I don't know that this is my place to say, but she is changed.
Is she an really? Elf?
Dang.
She is. She's one of them snooty elves.
Right.
Okay. Mm.
All right. That's presumptuous, but I get where you're coming from.
You're right. I honestly do have some sort of... I kind of don't like walking world people too much.
What's not to like? I gesture to all of us.
I'm playing with the lighter, just like almost catching stuff on fire.
Ow! It's my elbow!
Just salivating, looking at dolphins and turtles.
Can I look at the rat?
Oh, yeah. Can we get the rat?
Yeah. Give me an investigation.
Whoa, Tred, you hungry?
No, dude, I had a bunch of Sun Chips and a Luna Bar.
Do you want me to make you a rat burger?
Mac, as you say that, Tig, he gestures to Mavris and asks to get the lighter back.
Right now?
Just for a moment.
Okay, yeah, sure.
He
yours.
Takes
yeah,
this
of course.
Lighter, which is actually a lighter of the deep. It basically makes a flame that won't be extinguished by water, and he lights a bonfire so you could grill if you wanted to.
Whoa.
And then he tosses it back to you. It sort of floats back to you, Mavris.
Dave sticks his hand right in the fire.
Oh, wow, it's hot. That's incredible.
I bring the rat back. It's not to grill. It's just to inspect. And I got a 19.
With a 19... This rat is not a species that you've ever seen before. It's an aberration of a species that you've seen before. And maybe the memory of some textbook or, you know, book of animals or something that you saw one time comes to you. It's called a doppelrat.
Okay, guys, this is some, like, really gnarly, like, ghost demon rat. We're not eating it.
That sounds like an artisanal burger waiting to happen. I'm going to try to grab the rat from Tread.
You think it's a spicy rat?
Okay, go
for
it.
I'm going to grapple him. I'm going to try to okay. not let go of the rat.
I'm going to try to wrestle. Let go of the rat, dude. I got on athletics a 14.
That'll take the rat from me. I got a 9.
No!
Is the rat alive?
You boxed my
ear.
The rat
is dead. The rat is dead. It was like a dead rat that the dolphins were playing with, you know, with their sick dolphin smiles while they just fucking play with a dead animal.
They're freaks.
These dolphins are sick.
Go ahead, grill it up.
Sweet. Well, first, can I do a medicine check on it?
Absolutely.
Let me look at this tread.
Yeah, you fucking...
Got a 25.
A 25? This is diseased. If you eat this, you will have a chance of contracting a disease.
Okay, every once in a while, Tread is right. Okay? The booger fish was fine, and I'm glad we ate it. So let's not take this as a full victory. This is one victory, one battle victory in Tread's war against food.
I give Mac half of the Luna bar, like, just in case you want it later.
I don't want a Luna bar, dude.
Can I have it? Can I have the other half of the Luna bar?
I'm full of booger sushi.
Tread, can I sidebar with you?
With me?
Yeah.
What's okay? Yeah. Did I fucking do something? What's up?
No, I just thought I should be honest with you for a second. I step away from everybody else. The booger fish is gross as hell, but I just couldn't let people see me as a guy who wouldn't rise to that challenge, and I thought it was gross and I hated eating it. And thanks for the half of the Luna bar, I appreciate it.
Hey dude, I have like 3 more soggy ass sun chips if you want those too.
Yeah, it must be horrible to eat sun chips underwater, but I'll give it a shot.
They were instantly so fucking soaked with ocean water.
Emily, how many massive swordfish are just swimming around outside that we could easily grab?
Give me a look.
That's a 17.
A 17? You don't see a swordfish, but you do see a baby sperm whale with little sucker fish on it.
Oh, no. I don't want to kill a whale.
I'm going to get those sucker fish off.
Let's get those suckers off and eat the suckers.
Yeah, let's suck the suckers.
Remora? Yeah.
Aren't you guys full?
Hungry Dave, as this little baby sperm whale dives down to go to its sperm whale mommy, you scrape a couple remora sucker fish off of it, and you can bring them in and grill them up.
Swim easy, little friend.
Yeah, actually, the baby sperm whale swims just a touch faster, having been relieved of this burden.
Wow. Nice. Let's go make boneless sucker wings out of these.
All right, yeah. Hey, Tig, you got anything to bread these bad boys with?
Let me see. Okay, the only thing I have left is I have screaming oysters.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Me and Dave would like to try everything that you have.
I'll definitely try it.
He takes out a little kebab skewer. He makes some grilled sucker fish. He takes out a little screaming oyster. He shucks it for you. He gives it to you. They're quiet right now, but they don't actually feel pain. There's no central nervous system, but they do scream when you eat them.
Oh, so they scream like for fun?
I don't know. Maybe it's just gas being released.
Mm.
I hear that.
I pop a bunch.
Great. They scream down into your belly.
Perfect.
You can hear them and inside them.
So we have to get to these ruins because we have to find this bad lady because we think she probably took our boy.
You think that your friend has been taken to the glass house?
Yeah, the glass house. I think
what's going on with this glass house?
He takes a minute and he's like, okay, so, you know, there is this great ruin of a city. It is not a merfolk civilization. No offense, we do not sort. We are more nomadic, solitary. We do not set up, you know, hubristic centers of civilization like you walking world folk. But it is an old, ancient, long, long ago sea elf civilization. It fell long, long ago. But, you know, ruins tend to be very magical places. They have the power of the people who lived there, the power of whatever destroyed it. That is why they are popular places to conduct magic. This, because of its remote location, it is probably one of the largest ruins that has not already been used by some spellcaster. So I imagine she is there doing some sort of spellcasting.
Okay.
Okay, so just like one more question.
Mm.
If I accidentally throw a frisbee in the glass house and like destroy the glass house, how much trouble am I going to be in? Because that's like just probably going to happen. So I'm just bracing for it in advance.
Absolutely. So the thing is, you know, any glass down here, it has to be able to withstand the massive water pressure. So it is not glass. It is glass steel. And therefore, it is actually quite strong. So
great.
It will probably dink off in a stupid way.
That's Bonfire behavior.
Okay. So is the kelp forest safe?
The kelp forest is like any other forest in that there are dangers and there are refuges. So I personally do not journey there without one of my leatherback sea turtles because it is difficult to navigate.
Oh my God, there's four turtles.
Okay,
can we
just pretend that Mac never offered to eat any of them? And
I'm realizing now that turtles aren't part of your cuisine. They are friends.
Indeed.
Yeah, and by the way, he had like 80 screaming oysters. I listened to all of them. He's not hungry. He's not going to eat a turtle today.
Are you asking to borrow my turtles?
I will make sure that they are well fed.
We would love to make sure that the turtles are safe and use them to guide us through the kelp forest. And we could, you know, we could owe you one. Trying to think of what kind of deal makes sense. Maybe the turtles in the lighter. Maybe we throw that in there too.
Okay, you are trying to think of what you can throw in there to get the lighter as well. Okay.
I'll give you Carl's phone.
Dude.
We have another phone.
This other phone. This other phone. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is great. I'm awesome at jailbreaking speaking stones. He takes it and he gives you the lighter.
Curious.
Sick. Awesome.
That's perfect because, awesome. Like, I don't want the paddle puppies to die, but I'm definitely down to sell their stuff.
Like, they can get a new phone. What's the word? Like, it's probably backed
up. And if that guy can be lost for, like, just a little longer, that would be fine. Like, we don't want him to die, but if he could be lost for, like, one more day.
If he was, captured an hour longer than Carl, that would actually make me happy.
Getting rid of that phone also like helps unincriminate us in a certain way.
It could look bad if we had it.
He real quick, he goes through, he deletes all these photos. you see some selfies of the girl with a really flattering mushroom cut. And then he deletes it all and wipes the phone.
Oh.
Amazing. I will download Final Fantasy VIII.
Why does everyone love that game?
Just once you master the junction system, like, it really opens up.
Shut the fuck up, Dave.
I put a sucker on Mac.
Oh!
Could we crash here?
I think that he does, like, look at you, and he's trying to suss you out. He feels as though you guys are trustworthy. So I think he offers, you know, the comfort of his various sea sponges and shells if you want to stay the night.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Is this a shoes off household or what?
Absolutely. I have fins. So the concept of shoes is foreign.
Okay. So by default, shoes off. Gotcha.
What
shoes
time off. Is it right now? Because like how much I was just like if we're going
to
be able to
party
sleep,
for just a little while.
You see, he looks up into the surface of the water, cones in his eyes sort of like shift around. It is 8 o'clock. It'd be kind of weird to go to bed right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally weird.
Hell yeah.
So we just have a little bit of time, right?
If you have more of that sea grass.
He takes out these like cool sea grapes that have liquid inside of them that's like an alcohol. So you just pop it into your mouth and crunch it and it's like a shot.
Oh my God.
Big Tig. Big Tig. Absolutely. I'm here for this.
Big Tig energy.
He looks at Tred at your guitar and he says, does she sing?
Oh, baby, she sings. Mostly palm muted riffs, but yeah.
Great. What would you guys like to do as you party?
I would like to relate the plot of all three Matrix movies to Tig via interpretive dance and song.
Tig is rapt, particularly with the first one. The first interpretive dance you do, he feels like this is absolutely novel. He feels like, wow, there's some weird stuff going on that like people should talk about more, and yet everyone focuses on the action. And then the next two, he loses a little bit of interest.
As do we all.
We got a little tired partway through the dance.
What about the rest of you? What do you want to do?
I guess Mac will, once he's a little buzzed, go out and try to bond with the turtles.
That's really cute. Give me like some kind of like performance, persuasion.
Sweet. I'll use my channel divinity to do my blessed brew that gives me advantage on charisma checks.
Whoa!
Getting drunk and trying to pet a horse.
Getting drunk, just a super meat eater going over and just being like, "What? You're not a burger, are you, little turtle? You're not a burger." 18 animal handling.
Okay.
Nice.
Mac, you're buzzed, approaching a wild beast, and you assume the exact appropriate stance to not seem threatening, and this little turtle, his little wrinkly old man head, nuzzles into your hand.
Oh my God. Mac weeps.
And this one in particular has really taken to you.
Mac is forever changed.
Anyone have anything else they want to do?
The only thing I want to do is play some music with the screaming oyster.
Amazing. How do you go about doing that? Do you want someone else eating the oyster as a duet, or do you want to eat the oyster while you play?
I don't even want to eat it. I just want to use it as like a distortion pedal on my guitar. So I'm just sort of opening it and shutting it with my foot as I'm playing.
Tread, I know you knew screamo.
I think Maverick is gonna try to like play his own version of Flip Cup, remembering like what happened, to see if he can like practice like
be good,
with those little grapes or whatever.
Give me an athletics check or a performance check.
17.
17? Maverick, you now have proficiency in drinking games.
Whoa.
Huge.
Holy shit. I'm killing it.
Huge.
It's crazy to practice a drinking game, but I'm doing awesome now.
Whoa. You're so good at Flip Grape.
Before I go to sleep, I want to remember to... Can I roll to remember to get Mac to come inside? I got a 4.
A 4? Okay. So Mac falls asleep on the turtle, and Tig wakes up and sees this and thinks that something lewd is going on and storms out. What are you doing with my turtle?
What? I was sleeping.
Get off, I'm sick man.
I'm bonding.
Sick,
what do you think I'm doing? What do you think I'm doing?
Spending the night in the turtle pen.
I'm hanging
no
out with
a turtle. No one but perverts do that.
What? Not a pervert. What? If someone was like excited because they had a new horse and hung out with their horse all night, you would think they were having sex with it? That's where your mind goes? I'm hanging out with the turtle.
Can Mac roll to see if he's erect?
No. I refuse.
Great. And it's the next morning.
Well, I emerge from my booger wrap that I made in the night.
Oh, you made a booger sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, this is very disturbing to Tig. So you essentially bloom like a caterpillar out of its chrysalis.
Yeah, and I do think it probably had some restorative properties for my skin and my scales. I feel like I'm looking fresh.
It's like aloe adjacent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of your blisters from sunburns look like they're healing.
Oh, I feel great.
I think, mentioned to Mac, like, hey, do you want to grab some of these grapes for, you know, like, I don't know, is that, could they be some kind of brew?
Yeah.
Those are everywhere. They're like all over the reef. So yeah, take
they're
as
everywhere.
Much as you want.
You don't mind if we just kind of load up?
We're going to be drunk.
Yeah. You can load up.
Pretty much the whole time we're down here.
He actually produces like a whale bladder that looks like a little to-go bag.
Nice. All right, I might take one of those right now because I'm like kind of
do you need
I'm
this?
Hurting a little bit just to like just the hair of the dog keep the buzz going a little bit.
Do you want me to cook you the whale bladder, Tread?
Do not cook a bag. This is absolutely the most ridiculous thing anyone has said.
Tig, We gotta let him do it. We gotta bury the hatchet. I'll eat the bag.
Tig backs away, not understanding the delicate ecosystem that is a group of boys.
I make breakfast nachos with the whale bladder as the
out
shell.
Out of what?
And boogerfish as the meat. Got
a couple of crumbs of sun chips in there.
That's the ratio of these is way off.
Tred is like so hungover. He drank so much last night.
If you're hungover, you could try this. He hands you a little potion that's supposed to be like an excretion from some sort of shark because they're renowned for their powerful immune systems. Mm. It's kind of just like Advil, though.
That's cool. Tred looks between that and the grilled bag nachos.
Yo, can I get some of that Egg McStuffin?
After that sidebar, Tred looks deeply into Mavericks' eyes.
I put my little matrix shades down. So you can see. I'm like, oh.
Mac, you've opened my palate to new dimensions. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, well, now that we've got a good morning buzz on, why don't we hop on those turtles and get on into that kelp forest?
Which one's the one you fucked?
I didn't fuck a turtle, goddamn.
There is one turtle that's following around Mac now.
We bonded.
Oh, that's what we're calling it.
What did you do to my turtle?
I didn't do anything to your turtle. If I did something to your turtle, it wouldn't be happy with me.
She doesn't usually follow like that.
All right, so like, just hear me out. What if we start calling Mac pervertle? Is that too much? Is that wild?
My turtle barely looks at me. That's normal.
That's good.
That's true. The other three of you. So Mac has this turtle that he had a completely non-sexual, like.
Amazing that we have to qualify it.
Worth qualifying.
Beautiful drunken bonding experience with who has chosen him. But the other three of you, you know, I'm assuming you want to take a turtle.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, Mavericks probably doesn't need a turtle, does he?
Okay, so that's it. Yeah, we can talk about the mechanics of this. These turtles actually go the same speed as Mavericks. So you could potentially not take a turtle. However, the benefit of having a turtle is you have a creature there to be doing the dash action, and your actions are free.
Totally taking a turtle. I'm putting my jacket on the turtle.
If you take your jacket off, you will
begin
gonna
drown,
to suffocate.
You're going
to
drown, dude. You're
going to
drown.
Oh, right. Never mind. Never mind.
I mean, let's see what it looks like.
I hold my breath, do it real fast.
Your just eyes kidding, fill just up kidding. With salt water and stinging. You start
throw up some more.
That's why he's the funny guy.
The pressure collapses.
The pressure. Oh, dude, you're bleeding out of your nose.
Was it funny? Was it funny?
It was hilarious, dude. Put your fucking suit back on.
Thought I was gonna die.
And Tig gestures to this tall, towering kelp forest, and he says, "It is just through there. If you with the turtles, they will lead the way."
All right, thank you, Tig, for your hospitality.
Yes, thank you for going after some sort of nefarious misdeeds that is happening.
Absolutely.
When we see evil, we know we must send it.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Rocket Money. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Streaming services, lapsed free trials, charges lurking in the dregs of your bank account, taking your money without you realizing it. I personally play World of Warcraft around the holidays, and I always forget to cancel, and they end up squeezing a couple extra months out of me. Well, that's where Rocket Money comes in. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Bombas.
How's your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for a spring cleaning and a refresh. Well, Bombas just dropped a bunch of absurdly soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help get that drawer into a better place, while doing a little good. Once you try Bombas, you will never look at socks the same way again. They've been obsessed with details like foot-hugging honeycomb arch support and cushioned footbeds that feel like little pillows for your feet. Bombas also has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. They've got stripes, florals, they've even got a pointelle sock with a frilly cuff for those frill seekers out there. I love a little personality in a sock. I always have animals on my socks when we do live shows, so get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/pawpaw and use code PAWPAW for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/pawpaw and use code PAWPAW at checkout. Goodbye, sweeties.
Cool. Anything that you want to do before you set out into the kelp forest?
Yeah, I want to pat Mavris on the back and say, dang, your neck's looking bigger, man.
From one night?
Yeah, dude.
I have like a layer of kelp on my neck that I have minor illusion to make it
I don't know what you're
thicker.
Doing, but I really think it's helping. I'm sorry that I said your neck looks small, but like you're obviously working on it and like your whole like delt situation, your back, it's great. Looks great.
I think this is an unselfish sidebar, and Mavris is now going to get a +1 to his next role.
Wow. You see little tears come down through the Matrix sunglasses. Who all has Matrix sunglasses?
In the water, you're able to see just a fluid of a slightly different consistency come out, the little tears.
You got boogerfish boogers on your face, Mavris.
Yeah, that's what it is. I just firebolt.
It's up by your eyes, dude. Weird.
Oh, weird.
That's nuts, weird. Dude.
It's truly bizarre.
Crazy.
Wow. Get on a turtle and, yeah.
Yeah, they have like cute little saddles and everything. Cool. So you guys approach this kelp forest. It's hundreds of feet high. There's just towering vines of kelp making this dark green shadow with little patches of pale blue water coming through. But it's very, very dense and thick. So here's how this is going to work. This kelp forest, it's not difficult terrain. It won't slow you down. The thing that's going to be difficult is staying together. It's almost like a corn maze. It's difficult to navigate without losing each other. So I'm going to have you guys give me survival checks. And if you're on a turtle, you can add your proficiency to stay together. Each turn, you'll have an encounter check. If you're all together, it'll just be one encounter check. However, anyone who's separated from the group will have to have their own encounter check. So the kelp forest is about 450 feet between the like where you're entering and the other side with the ruins. So you're trying to get there. Your sea turtles go 60 feet. They can take a dash action for you and go 120 feet.
So it's like four rounds if nothing goes wrong?
If nothing goes wrong, it's four rounds.
Sweet.
So the very first thing is a survival check from everyone to stick together.
Okay, everybody follow my voice as we go in. Mac just disappears into the green.
Nat 20 on my survival check.
Whoa.
12 for me.
I got 15.
21.
Okay. You all stick together. Now your first encounter check. Someone just roll me a d20. There's 20 different fucking potential encounters. Gonna tell you, this is a fucking forest. It's a place of trickery and treachery and treats. So you don't know. It could be good, it could be bad.
Maybe we'll encounter
we could get a treat.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
I'll roll, I'm a turtle ranger. 8.
Okay, so you guys enter this clearing, and having rolled an 8, what you see is a weird glowing sea slug with ropey bright orange tentacles oozes towards you.
Tread, we found breakfast.
No, we didn't.
Everyone roll initiative as this ask this little weird glowing sea slug who's a little bit thrumming with some sort of arcane energy. You don't know if it comes from him or if he stole it from someone else. Tries to swipe Mac with a little ropey tentacle.
Yo, what the fuck?
Whoa, hey!
What the
whoa,
fuck?
Dude.
Fucking this, cool
this little, sludge thing wants to go.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, Mac, does a 13 hit you?
13 does not hit me.
Okay, he whiffs with his little ropey tentacle, and everyone is in initiative.
You were lucky you missed.
The fuck was that, dude? All right, that's a 9.
It's a 21 for Dave.
I also got a 9.
A dirty 20 for Mavris.
9.
9.
Mac does have, he has a shell on his head that looks like a cowboy hat.
That's a crazy shell.
God, that's awesome.
Mac, I'm pretty sure there's something in that shell, man.
Just sucking my brain.
Hi, Dave. What do you do? This dude just fucking threw a tentacle at your friend.
All right. I jump in front of Mac and say, it's not worth it, dude. It's not worth it.
Hold me back, dude. Hold me back. I'm going to eat this little booger rope.
I spend my turn holding Mac back.
Please. What? Please dash. Please dash. I push Dave.
That is absolutely an option. You guys can just fucking run away from this.
I'm going to hold Mac back, and can we say that I am holding a reaction to attack?
You can hold your action to attack. What are you waiting for?
For it to attack Mac.
Okay, cool. Next up is Mavris.
Okay, bro, dudes, let's get the fuck out of here.
It's not worth it.
It's not fucking worth it. You're fucking lucky, dude.
Dude, you're lucky, dude.
You are so lucky. Count
Bonfires,
your
let's roll out.
Yeah, get those little booger ropes away from
me. Okay. His turn is actually next, so Mavris, you can piece, but he's gonna get to do two attacks. He's gonna go after Hungry Dave this time. 19 to hit. Does that 19 hit?
19 does hit.
He does 13 damage to you.
Okay.
Technically, he has another attack, so I think that I'll have him use it, and then you can take your attack.
Okay.
That's also gonna hit. Another 15 damage with another ropey tentacle.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Dang, that was not nothing. I will attack.
Go
you know
for
what I'm
it.
Gonna do? I'm going to attack, but as I'm attacking, I'm slinging a disc with one hand and I'm slapping the turtle with the other, being like, "Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go." So I can attack from range. Does a 15 hit?
That it does.
All right. Oh, a 1. That is just going to be 6 damage on the first attack. Just like one more.
Just a super limp throw of a frisbee just going into the soggy monster.
The frisbee goes vertical and like hits the sea slug just on the side.
It does that wobble that frisbees do.
Oh, dude, you dinked it.
You didn't throw it good.
I didn't dink it.
You didn't throw it right.
You're razzled, man.
And then a 22.
22 does hit, yeah.
And then 11 more damage.
Okay.
I definitely overcompensate on this throw and like really rear back. I flex every muscle, then launch a disc.
Dave, you're going to tear something.
More where that came from.
And then Tread, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm fucking piecing. It's like actually not worth it.
Because this guy had a turn... he does have a reaction, so he is going to get a opportunity attack on you.
He can fucking try.
Does a 14 hit?
A 14 does hit, but I'm gonna use my cutting words.
Nice, dude.
Nice.
I have a new song. This epic retort will make you cry. I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, wow. Oh, fuck, he did a retort on a retort. You're... Incredible.
Your words are like salt on a slug. It just like sizzles from them. And how much less are you? I mean, is your AC 14?
It is 14. So
okay, so he's going to miss no matter what you roll. Okay, great.
Incredible.
Mac, it's your turn.
Sweet.
He no longer has an opportunity attack.
I'm going to hit the boys with a bless. Keep that.
Oh, fuck, I shouldn't use my reaction. He has a counterspell reaction that he could have used on you, but I fucking used it
to
attack Dredd.
You're lucky you're not our breakfast, because we love eating weird boogers under the sea. And then I point to the booger monster, and then I point to my mouth, and then I point down, going down my throat, and then I point to my stomach, and then I point to my ass, and then I do charades like there's a toilet, and then I do charades like me sitting on the toilet, and then I do me flushing the toilet, and then I do trickling down to the ocean, and then I point to him, and I give him the finger, and then I take off on my turtle.
Did you get that?
You've pointed in so many directions that his little slug eyes have like twisted around each other.
Cute.
So I hit everybody with bless, and then I peel out.
Okay, great. So you are all gone. You retreat. Hungry Dave got a little fucked up by this creep, but
we could have taken him.
The rest of you fucking came out. God, I wish I could have counterspelled your bless.
Oh man.
Give me another survival check.
Remember the D4?
Bless? Yeah.
Nice.
22.
23.
I only got a 9.
Total with bless?
Even with, I rolled a 1.
Dredd!
I rolled a nat 1.
I mean, and that one Dredd. Is kind of an auto fail, especially in a situation like this. Dredd gets separated from the boys.
Okay, let's do a quick roll call with the boys in the kelp. Let's do a kelp roll call. Mac present.
Dave got a 17, so I think I'm present.
Yeah, you are.
Mavris is present. Is Carl here? Who are we talking about? Tred's here, right?
Tred's
here, right?
Tred.
Let's resolve you three first.
Okay.
Give me an encounter check to see what Mavris, Mac, and Hungry Dave experience.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. So 1 through 20, right? And is 1 bad?
Oh no, you got a 1?
You got a 1?
Can I roll a bless? No.
No, you can't. Okay.
Oh no.
You're riding on this turtle. You've taken the lead. The turtle's flipper lands on a large glyph drawn in the ocean floor, but seemingly unaffected by the movement of the water, which seems to erase everything else. The three of you give me a constitution save for your sea turtles as well.
Oh no.
Your sea turtles have warhorse stats, so you can pull up those to know.
I just rolled a nat 1.
Oh.
Mac drops to 1 hit point.
Oh my god.
I got a 19.
Mavris, you're fine.
My turtle got a 10.
Both Mac and his turtle dropped to 1 hit point.
Good god.
My turtle got a 3 and I got an 11. Or wait, no, a 13.
Okay, Hungry Dave, you just fucking made it. Oh. But your turtle drops to 1 hit point.
No!
Mavis, what about you?
My turtle got a 4.
All three of your turtles have dropped
Our
to
turtles
1
are
hit
sick.
Point. And Mac dropped to 1 hit
I'm
point.
I'm so
as
sick.
Well.
Wait,
you're barfing
wait,
while
Mac,
you say it.
Give him that carrot.
I went the wrong fucking way.
I'll let you all take an action right now. That was your encounter. You're not going to go into initiative, but if you want to take an action, you have an action because your turtles are dashing.
I would love to do an action. Oh my god, I'm so hurt. Okay, I'm going to, first things first, use my amulet of the drunkard as an action.
Ooh.
To drink a beer and to get some health back. I will calculate the health in a second. And then as a bonus action, I'm going to do a mass healing word and hit me and the turtles.
Very good.
Has anybody else taken any damage?
I got fucked up by that slug.
Sweet, because I can do up to 6. So
oh, great.
So I will hit whoever I can.
It's probably good that... that Tred got lost.
Yeah. Sweet. I rolled a 4 on the D4.
Mavis, what are you saying?
So that is 8 to all the turtles.
Okay, so now all the turtles
Dave.
Have 9 hit points.
Mavris is like, Carl, I bet Tred's just hanging out with Carl now. I bet they're fine.
I love your optimism, Mavris, but we really got to find him.
If you just lose enough people, they'll all be hanging out together eventually.
Mavris or Hungry Dave, do you have anything that you want to do with an action? You have like 1 action because your turtle is dashing for you.
Cool. I will go ahead and do a second wind as a bonus action. And as my action, can I maybe just try and do a like sense about an insight perhaps about where Tred went?
Yeah, go for it. I think it would be Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'll use my action to see if I can see where Tread is or...
That's just a 13.
A 13 isn't going to do it. In the future, if you roll well, you can use your turn to like move laterally to rejoin each other.
Okay. Oh, all right, cool.
So you basically like wouldn't be able to move forward.
I look around for Tread and I'm like, yep, guess he's with Carl. We should keep moving. Mavericks was right.
Only got a 9.
Yeah. Tread.
Guys.
Roll me a d20 to find out what you... Tread, this is actually pretty poetic because you just discovered the power of sing-along. You're really thriving off of camaraderie and friendship. And suddenly, here you are in this forest and it's your worst fucking nightmare. You're all by yourself again. Well, you do have a turtle. Again.
All right. We're still a duet. We're still a duet, actually. That's a 9.
9.
Okay, Tread, you and your turtle come to a clearing that the kelp parts to reveal a single flower, a small rose with black silky petals and long thorns. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. 12.
Unfortunately, you fail. Oh. You take 2d6 psychic damage.
Oh!
Fuck! Oh, I have to roll that.
From seeing a rose?
It's too beautiful.
It's too beautiful.
Okay, I rolled 2 2s. But Tread, specifically, this is actually so poetic because you are bombarded by visions of your greatest fears and anxieties. What are Tread's greatest fears and anxieties, do you think?
Oh, oh God damn it. It's being an outcast.
You feel, I honestly, like you were kind of already there. This flower brought out what was going on. You only take 2 psychic damage because I rolled 2 ones, but you do have to make a melee attack against your turtle.
No! This is so fucked up with my sword.
Use the back of it, please.
Is the turtle going to understand?
Oh, man. Can I... cutting word myself?
I'll let you. You haven't used a reaction.
Well, let's see what I roll first. Actually, that might not hit. A 12?
A 12 does not hit.
Yes.
Okay. So you know what? Because you miss, the turtle just thinks you're doing a giddy up. So you go 120 feet forward. It takes its dash action. Everyone give me a survival check. Tread, the three of you are trying not to get separated. Tread, you're trying to roll well to meet back up with your friends.
Oh, yeah, baby. 21.
There it is.
19.
I also got a 21.
13.
13?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Hungry Dave is separated from the group, but Tread rejoins.
Oh, Tread! Guys, this way, we gotta go towards Tread! Matt goes too fast into the kelp towards Tread.
Whoa,
we're all together
again.
This
looks perfect for Tread.
Wow, we did it. All of us are together. Let's do another roll call. Mac present.
Mavericks present.
Tread present.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to catch this fish for Tread, and I'm going to cook it up, and he's going to eat it, and he's going to be he's going to be totally full. Oh, it's going to be so good. Guys?
Dave?
Guys?
Where the fuck's Dave?
Is Dave?
Dave?
Dave? Oh, are you absent? Dave?
Tread, guys? Did you see Dave on
Tread,
your way in?
Mac, and Mavericks, give me an encounter check.
All right.
I don't want to roll it this time.
I rolled a 14.
Okay. As you guys meet up, this joyous reunion, you hear the rattling of bones as a pile of shark jaws animates and stands up to form a figure facing you. Roll initiative as it tries to claw you with one of its jaws.
Oh.
So when I thought of my greatest fear and it was just being an outcast, I just wasn't creative enough to have thought of this thing.
6.
9.
I got a 10.
Keep getting 9.
Okay, the shark jaw also got a 10, but I'll let you go first, Mavericks.
Fuck, I will just scorching ray this dude. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
Oh, a nat 20 on the first one, but does that do anything on
a
spell attack?
It doubles damage.
21.
Are the scorching rays coming out of your lighter?
Oh, I want to just use the,
yeah.
I'll put my hand behind
can.
my lighter.
And then I rolled a 19 for my third. So all of them hit.
Yeah, they all hit.
27 damage.
Oof.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get out of here.
He's got claws that are made of little shark jaws, and you just like clean blow one off. Okay, that is now the shark jaw's turn. It's gonna look at Mac.
What?
And first, it's going to bite you.
No.
Oh my gosh, you just crit! I swear I'm not.
God, why is it going for Mac?
I believe you.
So that's 14 damage.
Okay, I'm still up, but I'm very hurt.
Now he's going to claw you. This is going to do slashing damage. You remember when you took slashing damage from the coral drake? It fucks up your scuba suit. Does a 12 hit?
No.
Okay, it misses. It misses with the slashing damage. The scuba suit is intact.
Ow.
This guy is looking fucked up, and it is Tred's turn.
Okay, I'm gonna friggin' sing my Thunder Wave song at him. I'm gonna cast Thunder Wave.
Whoa.
I'm gonna cast it at third level.
Whoa.
He only rolled a 7 on his con save. Do your damage.
18 damage.
18? He had nice. 14 damage nice. Left. Tred Woo. Fucking plays a chord, and the rest of you watch this construct of shark jaws shatter.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nice,
shatter
dude.
Indeed. And I also have, I had this bonus action that I wanted to do, and I where I play like an open chord, just letting it ring, and I sing to Mac, tears in my eyes, because it just feels wrong. Then I see that I healed you, cured by my song. And I bonus action healing word you.
Oh, thanks, man. But that's two spells in a turn. I don't think you can do that.
Oh, no.
But it was a beautiful song. It was a beautiful song.
Okay, you know what? Tred's still saying the song, but like your magic fizzles at your hand.
Mac will heal himself at the same time. Well, thank dude, you did it.
I totally saw that
you
I did.
Dude. And... What? No, you didn't. I'm just drinking a beer, a holy beer.
And then let's go to Hungry Dave.
3.
All by yourself, Hungry Dave. You wander and you see something unnatural. Is it the anxiety of being all by yourself, playing tricks on your mind? Because you've never seen something that looks like this before. A jellyfish with what looks like elephant tusks and a vague smell of frayed wires is going to try to gore you.
What?
Frayed wires?
Oh no, it's the ghost of all the jellies I ate.
Does a 22 hit?
22 does hit.
17 damage.
Okay.
And I guess you and this fucking dude roll initiative now. He rolled a 3.
I rolled an 8.
Hungry Dave, you act first.
Okay, so what I'm going to do on my first attack is I'm going to use a seeking arrow to send a disc right to where my boys are.
Oh, that's
so that they will know where
so
I am.
Rad. Cool!
So, using divination magic, you grant your arrow the ability to seek out a target. When you use this option, you don't make an attack roll for the attack. Instead, choose one creature you have seen in the past minute. The arrow flies toward that creature, moving around corners if necessary, and ignoring three quarters cover and half cover. If the target is within the weapon's range and there is a path large enough for the arrow to travel to the target must make a dexterity saving throw. Otherwise, the arrow disappears after traveling as far as it can. On a failed save, the target takes damage as if it were hit by the arrow, plus an extra 1d6 force damage, and you learn the target's current location. On a successful save, the target takes half as much damage, and you don't learn its location. So it seems like I need to choose a target, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was just going to say, who are you going to target?
Oh, God. Oh, this is the balls debate all over again.
I haven't been hit.
Mac is definitely had a hard go at it, and Tred is... just sensitive, so I do think I'm gonna go. I couldn't hit one of the turtles. I simply couldn't. So I think I unfortunately am gonna have to go for Mavris. His neck is looking so buff.
Okay.
I whisper to my frisbee, send it. And then I think Mavris needs to make a dex save.
Oh. 12.
It was a 13.
Nice.
That's what you needed to beat.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's one of the only times I've ever wanted to fail a saving throw. Well, it seems like Hungry Dave's dead. We probably should move on.
Is that what you guys said when I was missing?
You know what? Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm
right. Four! Dude, Frisbee, watch out! Mavris!
There's no Frisbees down here. What are you talking about?
Dude, watch out!
Doc, man, I see it coming.
Dude, it's so slow in the water. You need to move.
My neck's so thick, I don't have to
duck. You need to move, dude.
I'm imagining a Frisbee nails me in the back of the neck.
So once I've located where Mavris is, can I just use my dash action to get over there?
Absolutely. You will. The jellyfish will get an opportunity attack on you. A 9 is not going to hit, correct?
Nope, that misses.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I dash back to my friends.
Great.
Dave!
Dude, you hit Mavris in his skinny neck.
Maverick, I'm pretending to be unconscious on the ground.
You killed him, dude.
Oh my god,
you fucking killed Maverick, dude.
Maverick.
I've got my speaking stone up, taking a video of it. Dave, dude.
Tries
pretending
to
cry.
He starts cracking. I'm so sorry.
You're a fucking murderer, dude.
I thought your neck was stronger.
Oh my god. I pop up.
Oh, you just got pumped, dude.
Oh my
what,
god.
Dude,
you filming?
Dude, I was filming, dude.
Oh my god. Oh,
dude.
Look, you were all scared I was dead.
I'm Hungry Dave, and I got punked. Also, there is a huge jellyfant rushing right towards us.
We should go. We should go.
A jellyfant?
Great. You all dash. I'll need this dash will take you to 360 feet. 360 feet, and everyone give me survival checks. Hungry Dave, I'm going to let you do it with advantage because you are like... in the zone.
Cool.
Did I take damage from the Frisbee? What was it?
Oh, shit.
Yes. I'm just getting nailed with a homing beacon.
13 damage and then... six force damage.
19 total?
Jesus.
19 damage. Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't dead, but you did fucking hit me pretty hard.
So sorry.
Is my neck... The kelp that was like I made a fake bigger neck out of is just, I guess, gone.
On the plus side, it's like super swollen and it looks thick now.
Yeah, that you have.
I have
huge,
a pretty thick neck.
You look ow, sick. Fuck. Not in like the sick way, but in the sick way. Like you look ill.
Yeah. Like
yeah, it hurts pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's so stiff. I can't look
you
left
need
or
to
right.
Go to the hospital.
So everyone, give me a survival check.
I got a 15 survival.
Same. Great.
Me too.
I well, we shout it out 15? To the two crew, not me.
Oh my god.
I rolled a 2.
Tread, no.
I'm sorry.
Tread.
Don't worry, dude. I have another seeking arrow.
It just
I can
feels
use.
Good to be back together with everybody. Because I don't know if I told you guys, but I looked at this fucked up rose and I had this really sad vision that I was all by my.
Tread, you're really quiet and I only see kelp. I don't see you. Tread?
I look at a fish that looks like Tread. Tread?
That weird skinny fish. I thought that was Tread.
I grabbed the fish.
The fish has bangs.
This hairy
fish.
Yeah,
spinning
true.
Around,
it is a
spinning
fish
around
with
in
bangs.
Kelp.
It's a hairy fish.
It must be some sort of druidic construct. You've never seen a fish with bangs before, and yet.
All
here
right.
It is.
Such now it's not the time, fish. But Mavris, you absolutely have to get a photo of me and this weird fish.
I mean, do you want me to use your phone? Because I'm running out of space on mine, and everyone's asking me to take
That's
pics.
True, Mavris. If you take a picture of Dave and this weird fish, you might accidentally delete that video of punking Dave.
Fuck. Yeah, I can't. I'll use your phone, but mine's a non-starter.
Tread is just like, I'm sure they're looking for me.
Okay, so Hungry Dave, Mac, and Mavris, let's do your encounter check, and then we'll join Tread.
Okay, fuck.
All right, I got this. 15.
Oh, God. Okay. A hydrothermal vent explodes underneath you. Everyone, including your including your sea turtle,
no!
Give me a dex check.
Yikes.
You might lose a sea turtle in this.
I got a 5.
I got a 14.
My sea turtle rolled 16. What does he add to it?
16 is the AC. 16 is the DC. Who got below a 16?
Me and my turtle.
Okay, so everyone who failed takes 9 fire damage. Anyone who saved, which it sounds like all of your mounts
the
did.
The turtles did.
Yeah.
My turtle
did. My turtle did not save, sorry.
Oh, okay. Hungry Dave's turtle goes unconscious.
Oh, no. Donnie!
Oh, we're naming them after the Ninja Turtles? I love that.
Yeah, this is Donatello.
We can't name them when they're dying.
Dude,
we can't name them as they die.
What a terrible time to name them.
No. It's fine. I put the turtle on my back. I'm carrying my turtle now.
No, it's I'm going to heal it, you fucking maniac.
You do all have an action because, like, the way we've been doing this encounter, even if you don't go into initiative, you have an action you can use.
Great.
So each of you can use an action. You'll probably want to get this turtle back up if you want Hungry Dave to dash, or Hungry Dave can hop on the back of one of yours. With a speed disadvantage.
I'll hit everybody with a mass healing word.
That would be great. I have 3 HP.
I also, I'm resistant to fire. Are you resistant to fire damage as a dragonborn or no?
Oh, I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you guys take half then, even though you failed.
Okay.
So I hit everybody, including the mounts, with 6 HP.
Beautiful.
Okay, Leonardo, away! Let's go!
Raphael, come on.
Donnie, I'm so sorry. Here, have some eggs.
Now, Tread
and Michelangelo.
Oh. Roll me an encounter check.
All right. It's a 19.
Tread, you stumble upon a book inexplicably undamaged by the water it is submerged in. It's covered in algae and lichen. You may now choose one first level spell from another class and learn it. You won't get an extra spell slot, just one extra spell you can always have prepared.
Giddy up, Michelangelo, away from this cursed book. No, I pick it up. Rad.
Oh, Tread's probably getting eaten by a book right now.
Big old book gobbling him up.
And that's it. So you guys pop out of the kelp forest. You look to your right. And Tread, how do you emerge from this kelp forest with having had this good encounter?
I'm surfing on my turtle, fucking hammering chords on my guitar.
Cowabunga, dude.
Oh my god, he's falling off. He let go of the saddle. Quick, hit him with a frisbee, Dave.
I got you.
What?
Hammer throw it.
This has got to be a false Tread. This is clearly a doppelganger.
There's
I'm gonna
no
throw
way Tread would ever do anything
one.
This cool.
Am I being punked right now?
Light him up, boys. Light him up.
Wait, guys, I got this one.
Okay.
I grab Mavris, and I pretend that he's dead, and I'm holding him. Tread!
Mavris!
Die, dude!
No!
Fuck! A minor illusion X's over my eyes.
It's the booger
A giant book ate him!
Yeah, dude, there was a book!
Pop up. You fucking fell for
dude,
it, you idiot.
Fell for
no,
it.
I didn't.
Oh my god.
No, I totally did not.
You fucking thought your friend was dead.
Dude, he's not a fucking book.
You were
madness,
crying.
Dude.
You had genuine emotions, you
no,
fucking
dude,
idiot.
Dude, you love
no,
your friend.
Dude.
Genuine.
You love your
I
friend,
didn't care
dude.
At all. I didn't care at all when
dude,
I thought
you
he was dead.
You would have super cared if
you totally
one of your friends
cared.
Died. You would have super
well,
cared.
All of this insanity is happening. Mavris, like, you guys are just, you've just come out of this forest. The Gemini necklace, the one you found on the microbrews cruise, glitches in your pocket, coming to life, almost like a radio that just found a signal.
What?
Guys, someone's calling this necklace.
Okay.
Or I don't know.
Can we listen to it?
Can we tune it to the alt stage? I want to hear. I want to hear Tread. I want to see if they're playing Tread.
It would appear that this is kind of like a listening device or a bug used for like discrete sort of one-sided communication, and it seems as though it's like it's coming into range of its pair.
I'm gonna put it on.
Okay, cool. You put the necklace on. And when the clasp snips, you hear bits of a conversation, but it's a little staticky, as if like you're not fully in range, you're coming in and out of range. You hear a woman say,
"Fantastic work, Infinity. When the submersible returns, you can travel back to Salty Peaks. They're ready for you at the teleportation station. You've exceeded expectations, Infinity."
A second voice comes in.
"You can call me by my real name, you know." "Oh, sweetheart, we use code names for a reason. This is business, you know that, right, Infinity?" "Of course."
There's a little silence.
One last thing before I leave. I just was wondering, what are you doing with these people?
There's another silence, this time an uncomfortable one.
Infinity, you did a good job, but this job doesn't pay in answers. These candidates you've brought us are fantastic. You earned your family a spot in the lottery. That should be enough. It is enough. Thank you.
You hear high heels echo on a cold floor as they depart. Now, give me a stealth check, or the person who is wearing this will know that you listened.
Okay. I got I rolled an 18 plus 2, so
amazing.
A dirty 20. Expertly unclasp my necklace.
Great.
And I stuff it under a couch nearby.
A couch skirt?
It's like you've done that.
You find some kelp that looks like a couch skirt, and you...
Dude, have you ever put a necklace under a couch?
Why would you say that?
I'm just wondering.
You're being crazy. You're being crazy, right?
And then, yeah, you guys emerge on the other side of this kelp forest. The first thing that you notice is snow.
What?
It's floating from the surface. It's not actual snow. It's not cold, although the water is very cool down here this deep. It's debris floating, falling from the surface, piling on the floor, landing on your shoulders and in your hair. In the deep sea, organic material falling from the upper waters is called marine snow. But there's something a little bit different about this. The next thing you see is the ruins of an ancient city square. Broken columns, murals faded, statues missing limbs and noses and heads and covered in lichen and algae, and of course this mysterious dusty snow. Before you is a staircase that fans out to meet the once awe-inspiring splendor of this city. The banisters are broken, the steps are sort of like loosened from their mortar, but at the center of this square is an elaborate fountain sculpture, a snake-bodied leviathan towering over an unafraid, muscular sea elf holding off the beast with her Celtic shield. Again, these are sculptures, so they're crumbling, they're missing things. The sea elf's sword that was once poised for battle has been broken at the hilt, and it's sunken down to her feet. When you look at the floor, though, you notice something else. On the ground, in this strange snow, there's a small scattering of bones. Not, like, broken, but interrupted. Cleanly severed, but in unexpected places. You remember Stiegel talking about a place protected from divination and teleportation. These fragments of bones, they look like failed teleportation attempts.
Oh, like people just got ripped apart by magic when they tried to go here?
Ooh.
Yeah. Whoa. There's not a lot of them. This is probably not a place that a lot of people know about, but the people who tried to come, it didn't work out. The people who tried to teleport their way in, it didn't just say, like, error, not loading. It hurt. So you can assume that this sort of magical snow is a magical effect, possibly this aura. And the final thing you see, obviously the most important, is beyond this center, a massive modern looking glass compound, not like inviting glass like a greenhouse, the clinical glass of a laboratory, glowing with secret workings. It's also guarded by merfolk who are wielding glaives so sharp they seem to reflect what little light comes down here. And the final thing that you see is on a leash, a giant, angry-looking vampire squid. This is presumably a welcoming committee for the Bonfrères. You even look up in the sky, you see, like, lanternfish patrolling, like, searchlights. They're waiting for you. And that's where we'll end our episode.
Oh, you know, these guys want to go. They want to go.
They want to go. Let's not yell, though. Oh my god, wow. So crazy.
I throw a rock at the squid. Yeah.
Wait.
I go head first into the glass.
Great. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. If you want to hear us talk more about this, we will do that on the short rest at patreon.com/NADDPOD. Don't see. I think that's the first time I did it right.
You got it, girl.
Does anyone have anything they want to plug? Let's start with Zach.
I would like to plug the Audible series that Sue's made that I got to do some stuff in.
I'm in that too.
Yeah, I'm a guy who works at Best Buy that Alicia Silverstone treats really horribly, which is very fun.
I'm gonna second that plug. Eat awesome. Shit, Kenny Daniels is the name of the show. It is on audible.com. My wife, Susanna, wrote it, along with Zach Broussard and Carrie McGuire. It is incredibly funny. Concept by Tony Wilson, by the way. And then, yeah, there's a lot of great voices in it. Emily, are you in it as well?
I am.
It's a parody of true crime. It's incredibly funny and has like a really compelling twist, strangely. I think you're really going to like it. So check it out. Again, Alicia Silverstone is in it. It's... a real treat. So again, audible.com, you can get a free trial and you can listen to the entire thing. But yeah, audible.com.
Great. And thank you so much for listening. You can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are
youth of the nation.
Ah, it is time to thank our benevolent council of elders, starting with Brad D., Jeffrey S., Haldor Frostback, Steelbreaker, Matt M., and Jordan DJ, a group of merfolk who are throwing a raging party in the kelp. Unfortunately, they were left undiscovered, and Mac will never get to try their briny ale. Dang. Cutter W., Jibe G., Zolo Dolo, Dylan B., and Schubert the Mushroom. Not only have these folks eaten and enjoyed a boogerfish, but Jibe G actually holds the Bohemian world record for most boogerfish consumed, wow, without puking, which is 2. Danielle, the dastardly name, Andrew M., Beardman Dan, Chris R., and Scott D., a group of wild leatherback sea turtles who could never be ridden nor tamed, though they are also teenagers who love pizza. Danny P., Elena C., Mixologist, Michael Mick D., and Victor T., Balnor's boy. And you can't forget Felix N. G. Jr., a group of dolphins who heard intimidating stories of the Bonfrères, the only 3 people in all the many worlds who have an instinctual dislike for dolphins. Andrew B., Justin I., TJ M., the Gnome Barbarian, Kaylee E., Elena M., and Jacob C., members of a pop-punk ska band that Tread would actually really, really love to open for, bro. Okay, it'd be kind of like super rad. Trey Lay, the Crayfay, Jared E., Christopher B., Austin Bonesaw MR, and Damiel R., Hungry Dave's ultimate frisbee team before Dave struck out solo. He was actually a member of this elite ultimate squad. Eventually, though, he was kicked out for consistently eating the team's water cooler. Wow. Not drinking, eating. Makes sense. Jordan L., cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Gage M., Skokilla. All right, Skokilla, Destin C., and Richard X. Machina, a group of fishermen who felt really bad for accidentally littering the contents of their cooler in the ocean. But fear not, Tread has found salvation in your Luna Bar and your Sun Chips. Michael L., Kelvin Noodles, Sergio Salazar, Solomon Zacharias de Sesuani, and Trass the Traveler, but can't forget Jory S., of course, the makers of Luna Bars in Bohemia. Wow, and yes, these bars will turn you into a werewolf, that kind of Luna. Holy shit, but a really cool one, so that's fair. Dana G., Calum L., Ryan, Jack L., and Flawless Whale, a group of onion men who found Bullywug scuba suits in the cottage and are just waiting to surprise Mac in the kelp forest. Too bad that role didn't come up. Dang. Temporal, Sam L., Nicholas C., Reese N.S., Samuel B., and Mike H., a coffee shop called The Blessed Brew that is currently considering legal action against Mac, son of Mumford, for stealing their name. Uh-oh. Matthew E., Colton B., Adam G., Jens Christian T., and Mateo C., the Turtle Tenders, providing goods and services for exclusively sea turtles across Bohemia, shell wax, flipper arch support, you name it, they have got it. Very cool. Eric B., Panama James, Adrian the Halfling Bard, John H.N., and Dan, a group of merfolk teens that keep getting their Zippos of the Deep confiscated at school for doing way too much dangerous tricks. Fight on, little dudes, though. Those authority figures are such a drip. Nikki, W, Grace G, Drew Nasty, CC, Lulu, and Jay, a cover band called The Grateful Tread. Holy shit, that's cool. That has been doing gigs at the Clam Dunk ever since Tread tore it down there. Just wait till Tread returns and finds out what a legend that one set made him. Oh my God, Tread can't wait, bro. Barnes & Nader, Douglas A., Michelle O., Luke H., Aiden R.H., and Rito Rin. The scientists at Boogerfish Technologies, a team devoted to figuring out what groundbreaking discoveries could be lurking in the night mucus of parrotfish. So far, they found nothing, nothing at all. Timmy R., Lucas B., Aaron S., Kevin M., Austin C., owners and chefs of the only boogerfish food truck in all of Bohemia, between a complete lack of customer interest and threats from the FDA, it won't be around long, so get your boogers while you can. Devin W., Knee Orc, Stephen C., KJ, and Michael M., rowdy merfolk teens who threw a rock at the infamous underwater glass house, only for it to embarrassingly dink off, thank goodness. They live streamed the whole thing, and now they are the laughing stock of underwater high school. Take that, serves you right. Rahul and Mike K, Maxwell C, Nick L, and Karen T, mischievous underwater gnomes who are hiding in the kelp with fish mucus balloons, waiting for the bonfires to pass them so they can strike. Teehee, indeed. Ekithor 666, indeed. Shane B., Justin Raccoon, Nick W., and Michael C., an elite squad of underwater cowboys known as the Turtle Rangers. Fun fact, the mounts they ride are technically tortoises, not tortoises. Robert F., Esme M., Nathan, Casimir the All-Knowing, Big Bad, Beardo the Mad, and Eric McD., mutant half-sharks who were created by an underwater experiment. They are not humanoids, though. They're half-bird. So they just kind of flap around menacingly underwater. Hard to imagine that that's menacing at all. Burly T, Alex A, The Red Rain, Christian A, and J Dragonborn, a bachelor party who just got lost in the kelp forest while snorkeling. So it was an extremely deep snorkel trip, and they're beginning to regret it. I'd call that a scuba. Jonathan O, The Sandrayan, Grant, Ben A, Feldonis, and Dave H, tiny plankton folk who are taking up arms and gathering in Mavris's stomach so they can fight their way out. That dude is about to have a wicked hangover. Be very careful. Catherine S., David K., Christian S., Keith K., Brittany B., a team of tiefling influencers who make neck exercise videos that Mavris has recently subscribed to. Damn, that insult went straight to right below his head. Hannah W., Emilio D., Koala, Big Bad John, and Cody C., have all looked at the black rose and its thorns, and they felt mostly fine about it. So they even thought it was cool. So that the fact that Tread freaked out honestly means he's going through his own thing, and that's all right, man. Aston S. Blair, the Bug Blair Barblarian. Thanks, Blair. Pork Chop, Chenil M., and Depressed Demon Hunter, a group of stout merfolk who actually just hang out in the geyser to relax. Wow, that is an impressive sight. Alice Finn C., Minette F., Pat L., Lauren H., they all invented the Eternal Ocean Lighter. Wow. Mostly they wanted to manipulate the power of the elements, but cool lighter tricks are just kind of a byproduct. Janina E., Maddie Y., Joe T., the Eldest Barry, and Ryan S., Infinity's exes. Wow, she really knows how to break hearts, except for Ryan S., actually, because they were kind of over infinity by the end, and it was mutual, healthy, actually. The Bone Duster, Darius M., Nathan J., Joshua H., and Robert CRSP, Robert Crisp. The team of doctors it's going to take to pump Tread's stomach after this adventure is over. It's just going to be bread and water for our boy through the fall, all right? Yadrazel, Matthew K., Brentley, and Tristan V., the renters who are moving into Carl's aunt's house after the bonfires trip is over. So if they're lucky, the bros are going to be, they'll be leaving at least one Matrix movie, probably the last one, in the DVD player. So enjoy that. And thank you all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.